Hey, good morning, everyone. Let me pull up all my goodies for you guys. We got a good month coming. November is going to be all about handling the holidays. It is one of my favorite programs that we do here at PMP. And so while I let you guys get on in here, I'm going to pull up all the cool stuff. All right, let me get on. Let's see. I'm in the wrong spot. Hang on. I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. Where's all my notes? Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a good day. All right. So this is what the Tribe News Show is. The Tribe News Show is all about all the cool things. I just kind of go over stuff. You guys can ask some questions, all the kind of good things. I don't know why I look so freaking shiny today. I'm having lighting issues galore. It's like I gotta tell Chris to turn the lights down in this room. They're very hot. All right, the first thing that's super exciting is the purse size planner will be releasing this month. It has been a long time a coming, y'all. We have been working on this like nobody's business. I don't know the exact date, but you guys will get it in your email. So don't worry, you're not going to miss it. We will update the website. We will do all the things for you guys, but it is finishing up at the printer now. So I suspect it will be ready to order. I can't promise anything, but if I was going to be a betting woman, if I can find my calendar, I like legit when I work have 4,000 windows open. I seriously have so many open, it's unbelievable. I would bet you it'll be ready for ordering sometime around November the 11th. So at the latest, November the 11th. They pretty much said it would be next week, but here I am. This is the way that I roll with that copy dude, he's not a copy dude, but they're a fulfillment center that does all this. If he tells me 1 week, then I always give him an extra week. He doesn't operate like I do. When I say I'm going to do something, I just do it. Let's put it that way. All right. We have brand new calls coming also this month. So I have been thinking about our calls for a long time. And before I changed anything, I wanted to make sure that it was stuff that I watch you guys in the Facebook group talk about that are the biggest struggles and the things that you most would love to have help on. So I have been researching our calls when I do coaching. What are people talking about the most? I watch you in the Facebook group. What are you guys struggling with starting the most, understanding the most, all the cool things. So we're getting ready to update the calendar right now for one that I just realized yesterday we haven't updated our calendar yet, but on Sundays, we're going to have office hours with me. So one of the things I wanted to make easier was rather than you guys having to write in and schedule a call and then sometimes you don't show up and then I don't know who's supposed to be on the call, all that stuff, we're just going to raise our hand from now on. You guys are just going to show up, raise your hand. I am pretty good at remembering the people that I coach. And so I will be trying to call on new people often. But I want to try office hours for a couple of months and to see if that's going to work better to make it easier for you guys to get on. And I am just going to rock. So it's going to be lots of turbo coaching. But before the office hours start, you know how I am about planning. I love all things planning. I have one of my planners right here. I've got my PMP planner downstairs. We're going to have Sunday planning with Corinne to start the calls off. So the first 20, 30 minutes, we are going to be talking all things getting your shit straight for the week. So I'm going to help you with like my planner, what I will be eating that week, my thoughts about going into it. Y'all can bounce powerful questions off on me. We're going to talk about assessments, what's working, what's not. Like, I'm just really going to do a little deep dive every single week into planning and food prep and all the things that I'm really good at, that I can not only offer you advice in, but also get your head straight. So here's how I would love for us to do it. That first 30 minutes, all of my Marco Polo posses, y'all should be attending the call. Watch it. And then if y'all don't want to do the coaching after, you guys can leave and you can have your own calls and you can all like plan together. You can do whatever you want to do. But I'd like it to just be like a real working 30 minutes every Sunday where the entire tribe comes on and we get our minds ready for the week. We get our shit straight, organized, all the things. I just really believe in that. I believe in when you tell your brain what to do, it is so much easier for it to go out and do it. So like when life throws you shit bombs and all that kind of stuff, if you have a plan, you're not having to sit in the middle of a stressful moment to decide what's your next best action. You already have that done. That next best action is all planned. So that in life stressful moments, you don't have extra stress on top of you. That's why I believe in the weekly planning so, so hard. So that will be on Sundays, and then we'll roll straight into office hours. We'll be answering questions. It's just going to be like basically Sunday work day. We're going to be doing the business of us on Sundays, figuring our shit out and planning our shit. Then we also are going to have two bonus Monday calls this month. They are going to be all around the handling the holidays. So you can go to pnptribe.com. You can go scroll down on the main page. You should be able to see your calendar. If not, you can go to, what's it called? Here I am. Hang on. I will tell you exactly where it is. Oops, I always just go to the thing, but I'm getting ready to change the home screen for everyone. The home screen is fixing to get a haircut, and it's going to look amazing, and you guys are going to love it. Just saying. Live events. No, wait. No. Where is it? Hang on. Or is it toolkit? Well, no, it's Get Coach. Shit, y'all. I'm just like, let me just tell you, it has been quite the morning. And I ran for an hour. I haven't run for an hour in like so fucking long. It's unreal. So if you go to pnptribe.com, go to Get Coached. On there is the training call and calendar. And you click on that. You can always see all the information. You can see the calendar. You can see everything. So in the month of November, what we have is two bonus calls for handling the holidays, because that's going to be our bonus course. We are going to solve gaining weight through the holidays. Now, some of you may opt to want to gain weight, which is, I know, crazy as all get out to think, but every year I've been doing this program and everybody actively decides what they want from it. For some people, your holidays are like my summer. I'm okay with gaining a few pounds, but I'm going to do it on purpose with a plan, enjoy the fuck out of it, and not have fuck it moments. Like I'm good. Like when you are intentional about your weight, you have intentional actions. And as long as you practice intentionality, guess what? It's way easier to intentionally lose your weight afterward. So I've always taught this program this way. Handling the Holidays is available for you now over on pnptribe.com. Go to the bonus courses. It has been updated for 2019. So even if you've taken it before with me, do it again. I redid the videos and everything. So it's really good. But the two bonus calls that we're going to have, number one is we're going to talk about our holiday outcome and what a holiday protocol is. So this last week, we've been talking about like realistic planning. We're coming to the close of the no BS. One of the things that we dive into for holidays is, okay, does my protocol change? It can, if you want it to. So I'm going to deep dive with you guys on how to decide whether you want to maintain, gain, or lose weight through the holidays, do whatever you want to do on purpose, how do you plan and stuff, and what does that protocol look like? It could change, and we're going to discuss it. The second call is going to be a Thanksgiving Day prep call with me. We are going to get our minds right going into Thanksgiving so that, number one, people we ain't seen in a year don't piss us off. Number two, we're not sitting around worried that we're going to eat all the things because people might be pissing us off. And number three, we're going to figure out the best tips, tricks, and strategies that I have for making sure that you enjoy yourself at Thanksgiving, but you don't leave like a stuffed turkey. So we're going to have a special prep call where I'm just going to go through all the tips and tricks, answer all the questions. You will feel so much better going into Thanksgiving because you'll have your mind set in a whole different way. Wednesdays are now office hours with the coaches. So they're no longer on Tuesdays. We've moved it to Wednesday nights, and there's one office hours call a week now. We have taken it off of Saturdays for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is the holidays, And so we don't have a lot of traffic on the weekends, notoriously, during the holidays. You guys travel a lot and have parties, and we're getting into the height of the season. Number two, that Saturday call has already only had about 60 people out of 7,000 show up for it. So I want to put it on Wednesday nights and give you guys more specialized calls that are addressing the needs that you have. So you're going to have office hours with me on Sundays, and then an extra call with the coaches on Wednesdays. Everything is also moving to 5 p.m. Central Time now that the time's changing and stuff. So we're going to switch it up a little bit so that the East Coast gets to do it a little bit earlier. We've been kind of, you know, we switch. You'll notice about once a quarter, we typically move some calls around to start, you know, helping girls out in different parts of the world, different parts of the country, and all that kind of stuff. On Thursdays, if you will look, we're going to still have our Q&A. We're also going to have a recovery worksheet lab with Corinne. This is the most exciting one, I think, that's on the schedule. If you're doing your recovery worksheets, you are welcome to come to this call. You can bring them, and I will help you dissect them. We will go over recovery worksheets one right after another. You guys can ask questions in the Q&A. We can do all kinds of things so that you guys can get a chance to really understand the recovery worksheet and how to take what you're collecting and apply it. So I'm going to be doing these calls because, oh, shit, I just banged my knee hard. Because I'm really good at the recovery worksheet and seeing patterns. And I'm also really good at noticing thoughts that you guys don't give credit to. You guys tend to think like, well, I just want it. That's not a good enough thought. It's like, look, we ain't got to find a boogeyman. We need to address why you just want it. That's all we got to do. We don't have to make everything be dramatic, guys. You know me. I do not do drama. I do not do drama. Like, I am 45. If I'm going to do drama, I'm going to be at a play, or I'm going to be watching The Real Housewives or doing something that entertains me drama. I'm not doing internal drama. So what I want is for you guys to learn how to just start looking at your data and really understanding how to pull apart the data. That's all we have to do. When we're judging it, getting confused by it, doing all that kind of bullshit, that's where we have to rise above. We have to drop back into, if I wasn't making this hard, if I was just going to look and find the obvious, what would I see? And so I am really good at teaching that, and I will be doing that in the recovery worksheet lab. So we'll have one a month of those for the next few months, and it will be very beneficial. So once I do one and I coach a few people, I'm just going to tell you, we all eat for the same bullshit reasons. Nobody's excuse or justification is that damn fancy. 90% of you are eating because it tastes good, you just want it, or fuck it. Like, those are the top three, and I will coach a ton of those, and that will solve 90% of you guys. And you will be able to listen to the call and be like, oh, that's me. Yep, that's me, 8 o'clock every night. I got my PJs with a hole in the ass sitting there eating my Oreos just because I want it. Had a bad day. Fuck it. I did so well all day. I deserve it. There's number four. There's our bonus. Probably the 10% of you I didn't cover in the first three, I probably just grabbed you on the fourth one. We're also going to have a model lab with the coaches. So the coaches are really good at the model. And what they're going to be doing is once a month, they're going to have a call where all of you can come and you can bring your models that you're working on, and they will help you understand them more. They're going to explain more about the model. They're going to break it down into beginner steps. And even if you're not doing the model, you can listen and you'll be like, oh, wow, I think I'm really starting to understand the model. Like, this is so much simpler than I thought. So we want to have some dedicated calls to it. And one of the things I hope you guys are appreciating is, like, I know I am starting to use my whiteboard, and I am modeling things for you guys. So I'm pulling out stuff and explaining. So I hope you guys enjoy that. I just really feel like whether you do models or not for yourself, just seeing it, even when I do it or a coach does it and hearing about it, it is enough to get you thinking like, oh yeah, it's not what my husband said. It's not what my best friend said. It's not what my daughter said. It's not what anyone said. It's my thought about it. Their sentences are just circumstances in this world. how I think and feel, that's all my fault. So I better like it, or I better be willing to at least take ownership for it. That is the beauty of the model. Because the moment you really drop into how I think and feel about things is how I show up in this world, is the moment you decide to start showing up in the world differently for yourself. Otherwise, you are showing up in the world on default, thinking it's someone else's fault, not liking your results, and now you need the world to change in order for you to get what you want. That sucks. And that's not how we roll in here. Let's see. Now, we're continuing the Weekend Motivator. You guys tend to love those. Those are my short videos where I'm usually walking around somewhere just talking about something that inspired me on a podcast or whatever. So we're keeping those. Those are going to be coming on in for you guys. And then everything is scheduled and all calls now will be in Zoom. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, this is the last month that we're going to be using Facebook Live for a little bit. Facebook has just been having some issues with their live platform, and I would rather be on Zoom where I know it's 100% reliable, where we always can get the video and we never miss anything, than to be on Facebook and it kind of like coming in and out. Like, you know, sometimes I'm banned from my own account, all that kind of bullshit. So we're putting everything on Zoom now. So if it's a Q&A, if it's coaching, whatever it is, it will all be on Zoom. The only thing that won't be done on Zoom is the Weekend Motivator. It's because I shoot it on my phone. It's pre-recorded. We will load it into Facebook for you, and we will load it into the Private Member Podcast. But everything, as always, will be replayed in video format on the website. It will also be loaded into your Private Member Podcast. You can listen at any time. You don't have to worry about, like, you know, like, oh, I missed this or whatever. So we always make sure you have your archives and your replays. Just wanted to mention also that the Weekend, the Massive Action Line, that is your newsletter. It goes out every Sunday. We are now sending it out at noon on Sundays instead of 6 a.m. And the only reason why is we don't want to send you guys too many emails. We're really trying to make sure that we're sending you the emails that you want. And one of the emails that you guys overwhelmingly request is you want to be notified when I am teaching. So because I already teach on Sunday, and everybody has, not everybody, but most people said, I would love to get an email from you when you're going to be teaching. We're combining the Massive Action Line with that email so that you only have to get one on Sundays and you're not getting two. So your Massive Action Line will come out at noon on Sundays. And then I will be going live on noon on Sundays inside Zoom, and we will be talking weekend planning and doing office hours with me. And like I said, this is handling the holidays month. So for all my newbies, this is how we roll. You are now wrapping up. Next week is exciting. It is on the clock challenge week. So as we're kind of wrapping up, just diving deep into the no BS, we're ending with really getting to understand the negative two side of your hunger. So how we do that is, like, if you notice in our hunger scale challenge, a lot of our hunger scale challenge is kind of wrapped around the plus two side. We have like a few, like, we want you to waste a little food one day and, you know, those kinds of things. On the clock is a challenge that is a load of fun. It is a challenge that also was born and created by one of our very own Marco Polo accountability groups called the Hot Mess Express. And it's super simple, and that's what we'll be doing next week. So you'll get all that information on Sunday. So for everybody who's done on the clock, you can tell them in the comments how amazing it is. But we have a lot of people be like, oh, negative two makes so much more sense now. Hydration makes so much more sense now, and how hydration and water work together make a lot of sense now. And it's a fun challenge. It's not scary. It's not going to make you want to eat your arm off or anything like that. And it's a lot of fun to do with your Marco Polo groups, because a lot of our Marco Polo groups will be like, they check in, be like, girl, I'm on the clock now. See y'all in an hour. So it's just, it's a lot of fun. But we're wrapping up the no BS deep dive stuff, and we transition over into the next bonus course. So If you're not finished with No BS, you do not have to do handling the holidays. But here's what I will tell you about handling the holidays. It's just No BS lessons wrapped up and talked about how to use through the holidays. So if you haven't even finished No BS and you still want to participate in handling the holidays, you're not behind. Everything that I do inside of the tribe, I make sure that it all ties back to one thing, No BS, and how this will help you stop overeating. That's it. I don't care what we study at any time as a group. It is all, you can jump in on any call, you can jump in on anything, and it will be tied to No BS or how this can help you solve your overeating. So for all of you that sit around and be like, oh my gosh, I'm still on module 3 and blah, my grin, oh no. Like, you do not have to be overwhelmed, feeling left behind or anything. That's called your choice. That is the surest way to slow your ass down and make no progress. Or you could just be like, I refuse to be the kind of person who talks like I am a victim of a weight loss program. Here's what I am. Pushing play on something. I'm going to believe Kren. I bet I can push play on any damn thing in this tribe. And I bet you she mentions overeating, the hunger scale, a recovery worksheet, or something that's in No BS. No matter what. So handling the holidays is a great program to come right after No BS because it just is reinforcing the lessons, reteaching some of the lessons in a new spin so that you hear it a little different the second go around, and you apply it to a season that very often we use as an excuse to just throw our hands up and eat our face off. Well, you know, there's popcorn tins in the teacher's lounge. You know, my husband keeps bringing home cookies. He's got vendors galore. Well, my mom makes me special foods at Thanksgiving, Corinne. Every time I go to Christmas dinner, my grandpa always has to make a comment about my weight. It's all in the Handling the Holidays program. We talk about how to handle other people's opinions, how to handle the food pushers, how to handle temptations and urges that you're not usually around, how to plan when you don't know how many things you're going to be going to. We talk about all the bullshit that gets in our way, and we knock them down one by one. It is seriously, I just think handling the holidays is one of the most valuable months that we do. So all you have to do is go watch the little videos in it. I believe there's 4, if I'm not mistaken. I keep things nice and short for the bonus courses so that it's like you can listen to it over and over again. There is a small workbook that goes with it. You can print it. Just do your worksheets. But all the instructions are in your email right now inside your monthly newsletter. The 6th day, it is closing on Monday. We have now, 61 participants. So we only have 9 spots left. And then I'm shutting it down on Monday no matter what. So if you were signing up, in fact, I had to close the doors because Aunt JJ's down there taping all the boxes. So everybody that signs up is getting a box from me with books. I showed you guys in Facebook yesterday getting a couple of books and some instructions from me. And our first calls start, I believe, the first week of November. I think it's the first week of November or the second week of November. We start doing some of our calls together. So if you're signing up, now's the time. If you have any questions, I'm going to send an email out today. But if you have any questions about the 6th day, first go to pnptribe.com. Look at the events tab, live events. Look for gain control and lose weight with Corinne. This is a 6-month training program with me, coaching, all the things. And part of that 6 months is 6 days in Nashville with me going through the ultimate gauntlet of discomfort, working on your brain around food. It is very targeted to food. Like, this is not a relationships week. This is not all this other stuff. We will touch on things that are getting in the way of our eating, but this is really a week where I am doing surprise challenges. We're doing a lot of body work, like how we think about ourselves, a lot of self-esteem work, a lot of believability work. We're just doing a lot of things. In fact, I've got a couple of books over here that I'm studying right now that are going to help like really beef up this program. It is for people who are really ready to make a serious investment in themselves. Now, I think all of you can lose all your weight in PNP. I don't have any doubts on that. I've never done a week like this, and we have had so many success stories. A lot of you have lost a lot of weight in PNP already just using the basic tools. I don't think you have to do it. But there are some of you who like legit need to get away from your house and you need to like really double down and focus on yourself to move your needle. And that's why this program is for you. So it is not for everyone. In fact, 99% of you probably do not need to be in this. But there are some of you who absolutely do need it. You just have things you have to work on that at a very deep, a very intense level where you're ready to put it is square at the top of the priority list now. Nothing else gets in the way anymore. Like you just can't afford to do it anymore. So if you're interested, go over there. You can check it out. There is a payment plan for it. You can see all the things over there. I will be sending an email out today. So if you have any questions, once you've watched my video Q&A on it and you've read the page, you can email support@pnptribe.com and I will get you a quick video response before Monday answering any questions that you have or any hesitations that you have. Penny, if you just email support, yeah, you've already emailed support. We can hook you up to pay the rest of it. And guys, if you, private coaching is open, we have a new way we're doing it now. So if you, right now we have slots open. If you want it, you can go over there and you can just sign up. Again, this is not for everyone. This usually what we do with private coaching, it's really, most of the people that sign up for it aren't even working on weight loss. I would say over 90% of the girls that are in it, they're actually working on some life coaching stuff, like, their mind around money, past trauma, current relationship issues, trying to figure out like career changes, things like that. Stuff that like, you know, is not weight loss related. But if you're interested, you can also go over to Get Coached. You can find out information there. Once we sell out of those, we put it back to a wait list and then you can just go ahead and get on the wait list, reserve your spot in the first opening, we move you up. So we've made it a simpler process. All right, does anybody have any questions? And then I'll get out of here. Let's see. Can we get a weekend motivator on Saturday as well, since there is nothing going on that day now? I would love to be able to shoot extra content, but it, like, seriously, at this point, I am going live. One, two. So we have me on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays for the public live, the Friday motivator, in most Thursdays. So I'm already got five going at this point. I would love to say yes, but the main reason I have to say no is just figuring out content to like talk about again. What I do recommend though is go back and listen to archive stuff. There's so much inside of PNP Tribe. Listen to stuff over and over again. Like go back and listen to like last year's Q&A calls. I mean, guys, a lot, like you just don't even know sometimes some of the nuggets that I've said in the last 2 years. I other day was actually going through looking for something and got to listening to myself 2 years ago and was laughing my ass off at myself and just been like, oh my God, I was worked up that day. And one of the other things that you guys can do is as you find favorite recordings of me and stuff, post in the tribe. Or ask someone and say like, hey, give me links to your top five favorite things that Corinne has said. And then I can, and I bet you people will link you to videos that are just like, you know, I listened to this one. There's several old school ones. One of the things we are working on though is we are working on curating the content a little differently for you guys. It's a project we're working on behind the scenes. It's gonna take a little bit, but we're really working on figuring out how to organize our content in a way that's even easier for you to figure out. But I'm gonna tell you, we have got the one thing you guys do not lack is some content. will you offer the 6 day in 2021? I want to be at goal at camp in 2020 and doing the 6 day would be a great next step. I don't know, Paige. I want to see how this one goes. I want to see like Like, I want to see how it goes. I mean, I'm just a big believer in testing everything. You know how, like, I talked to you guys about test your protocol, test your plans, see how it goes, look and see, you know, like, do an assessment and stuff. I'm going to do the same thing here. I plan to bring everything, the kitchen sink, all the heat, you name it, to this week. Seriously. Like, I'm going to really pour into it. And then we'll decide, like, is this something we want to keep? Is it the same format? Whatever it is. But I will say we have one more event going on the calendar for next year. So everybody stay tuned. I can't announce it for a little bit, though. But it is not homecoming. But we are looking at space now to come up with something for July for you guys. Is there a way to import the six-day schedule into my calendar? I don't know. No, Janine, I think you're just going to have to manually plug them in. I didn't post the calls that we're doing on the regular calendar just so that people didn't accidentally come to those. Like, people would get confused. Like, you know, is this a call with Corinne? Why am I not invited? So I didn't put it on the main calendar. So you probably just have to manually plug it into your calendar. Is October 2020 VIP filling up? I don't know. Let me look. It's a good question. We use a program called Airtable that shows us all the things we have going on inside the tribe. Let's see. There's only a few, there's 32 VIP spots left for Don't Stop Believing. Don't Stop Believing, guys. Y'all don't discount it. That's probably one of the best events we have. If you just want to come to Nashville, run a race, get some, like, some preaching and party your ass off, it's a great one. And you get, like, you get the 4 months of training beforehand. We do a 16-week training thing. So you get, like, my training plan that we've, that I had Jill Angie write of Not Your Average Runner. So no matter whether you're a runner or a walker, you can follow it. It's a really good event. Let's see. There's 30 spots left for VIP for October. And then there's less than 100 spots left for October. So that, I think, is everything that we have going on. And Kathy has plenty of openings in her three-day transformation. All right. Let's see what else y'all guys are talking about. I lost 30 pounds and just joined Queen's Club. Congratulations, Julie. When filling out the survey, do I use data that was pre-PMP? I would just put all of it. I would just put all your data. I'm always like a big like believer, and let's just celebrate every ounce of weight we lose. I am headed to a banquet tonight where I don't know what will be served. I have planned to focus on veggies and protein and eat 2 to 2. I also have a protein shake just before leaving, so I'm not hungry. So I'm hungry but not ravenous. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the protein shake ahead of time. Any other strategies for the situation? I think it's fine. I think that the thing about it, I mean, I think it's fine that you're doing it. But there's also nothing wrong with going in and knowing that you can always eat to your two, even if you're really hungry. Now, if you're just saying, you're like, you know what? I don't want to even have to do the mental negotiation. I just want to have something ahead of time. I think that's fine, too. I just make sure that you're doing it because you like your reason, that you're not doing it because you're scared you're going to overeat because you're going to be too hungry. I'd rather you say, like, you know what? I would probably be extra hungry, and I would rather not be extra hungry than to be, like, I want you to just take the temperature down. Like, we have to quit thinking that we're scared and that's why we pre-eat for fear of overeating. That is not a habit to be in. Pre-eating to not overeat. I would much rather you be like, I'm going to have a shake and I totally at any time can eat to my two. My two, my plus two has nothing to do with how hungry I get beforehand. Breaking that mental construct is really important. Any recommendations on vitamins? No, I'm looking for myself, actually, Rosie. I am taking some, I think it's called Gut Shield. I don't know who makes it. This is something my husband takes. It's a prebiotic. You take three of those and a probiotic. You take three of those. I've been traveling so much. And then when I had my boobs, I had to have antibiotics. So that wiped, like high powered ones, that wiped out my gut flora. So I've been taking that. I recently doubled down on my vitamin D. I've started my omega-3s. This time of year is really tough on me. I have noticed that almost every year I get either seasonal affective disorder, I start, you know, feeling slumpy, extreme fatigue, all the things. So I'm getting ahead of it this year. I'm looking for a decent multi, but I need one that doesn't upset my stomach. A lot of multivitamins tend to upset my stomach. So I'm kind of looking for that too. But anyway, hope that helps. That's probably a good question to ask inside the Facebook group. I bet you there's a lot of girls with really good recommendations. Somebody was asking, what is Kathy doing? Yeah, Kathy is having a 3-day transformation weekend, just like I did, but it's just Coach Kathy. So she will be there doing all the coaching for you guys. Okay, that's it. I hope you guys are looking forward to November. I sure am. So for all my newbies, next week, get excited. It's on the clock. It's a really good way to end. If you're not done with No BS, guess what? You just keep taking it until you're finished. It's as simple as that. It's not going anywhere. We do not take it away from you. We encourage everyone to always take it over and over and over again. Listen to the modules again. If there's anything that didn't make sense, listen to that module again. You can also, if it's like realistic planning that's like backing you up, if it's the hunger scale, you can search for calls on the website where I talk like throughout the No BS training. I did calls very specific to those topics where you can listen to them, where we dive deeper into them. And if you just say like, hey, I'm really struggling with the hunger scale. Like I need to figure out how to do it. Post in the Facebook group and we will post you links to the best calls that explain the hunger scale in several different ways. So you never know what might make more sense to you. I did get the pecan oil. And I have not used it yet, though. I need to give it to Aunt JJ because I don't cook. But Aunt JJ will cook me something in it. And didn't we talk about it at camp, by the way? And you said you can cook with it and you can cook with it on high heat, if I'm not mistaken. But I have it. It's in my pantry. I just need to get it out of the pantry. What is the deadline, sign-up deadline for Kathy? Kathy's deadline is going to be December the 1st, guys. So I just haven't announced it yet, but Kathy's deadline will be December 1st. So mine's closing up now, and then I will be focused on that, and then Kathy will focus. Hers will close up on December 1st. Then she will be focused on the 3-day transformation weekend. If you're trying to find things on, let me tell you the best place to find the search bar. Guys, I know this is not convenient, and this is something we are working on fixing. I have, I'm actually talking to a web designer right now on somebody to just Jesus take the wheel. Cause like Corinne is probably not the best qualified to be doing the website anymore. But if you will just go to pnptribe.com, click on video replays, all videos, on that screen, a search bar will come up for you. That I can't get that damn search bar to get off that screen to the other pages. I have tried, and y'all would rather me be preaching and doing these calls than to be sitting there trying to figure out how to get a damn search bar to come up. So there you go. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.